Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Billy?
Hi.
Hi, Billy. My name is Aaron. I'm calling you from INS Law in regards to your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to talk?
Hi.
Perfect. Okay, I'm just going to go through your application and the details that we have so far. I just gathered some details for data protection. Okay. So, Billy, I've got your surname here as Kerr. Do you have a middle name at all?
No.
No, okay. Okay, and I've got your email address here as billykerr1234@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yep, okay. And Billy, what's your date of birth, please?
2/11/71.
So that's the 2/11/1971.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. And what's your current home address, please?
5 View Martin Place, Kilmarnock.
Okay. Could you spell that road name for me, please?
I'm William's sister. I'm Lee William just now, and I'll spell it for you. It's
yep.
MORTON, please, Martin Place.
Okay, so Norton Place, Kilmarnock.
No, it's an M for Morton. M.
At Morton.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, I got you. Okay, got the postcode here as Kilo Alpha 1-2 Alpha Yankee.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And you said it was number 5?
5A.
5A. Okay, perfect. Put that one in there. 5A. Okay, and the best method of contact for yourself is that, obviously we've got mobile that I've just rang you on. Are you okay to receive SMS texts?
Texts?
Yep, like texts to your phone. Are you okay to receive them?
I will, you're mad. Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. Who is it that I'm speaking to now, is it, sorry?
I'm William's sister, Elizabeth.
Ah, right, okay. Nice to meet you, Elizabeth. My name is Aaron.
What is that for, anyway? What is that?
So, we've just received an inquiry in regards to William's time in care. So, he has signed up to the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Right.
So, the Scottish Redress Scheme, what that is they basically... they deal with all survivors who, from being from their time in care, if William has suffered any form of abuse or faced any trauma, William's entitled to compensation from the Scottish government themselves. So they were having a lot of demand through civil claims in regards to these local councils, social services. And because of the demands, they brought out this scheme to obviously reduce that demand and obviously get people the compensation that they deserve.
I have seen things about it on the telly and different things. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, okay. Perfect. I just want to clarify as well. Does William have access to his emails at all?
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, perfect.
William's got a brain injury. I don't know if you know that.
No. I'll go through that now. Actually, so is it is it a terminal brain injury?
He's got it's all his memory side. He was in the hospital before they had his operation. His heart stopped, so he was left with a brain injury.
Right. Okay.
That's what an oxygen injury's got.
Okay, so you're saying
just in case you were, sometimes he forgets and he'll not remember and different things like that, so it's better to let you know.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand mm-hmm. that. So you said that the brain injury affects memory, does it?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, does it affect anything else? Or is it just the memory?
It affects a lot. His thing, his speech, his balance, a lot of different things, aye. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm William's sister. I'm also his carer. I've looked after him for about 30 years. I've looked after him.
Okay. I do apologise. What is it? Your name again, sorry?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
I can make a note.
No, it's
all Elizabeth. Okay. And you're his sister, are you?
Yeah, I'm a...
Okay, perfect. Okay, so would you like to go down as the beneficiary for William then?
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Yep, okay. Okay, so we've got Elizabeth. And what's your surname, Elizabeth?
Care.
Care, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's your date of birth, please?
It's 9/6/1962.
1962. Okay, and do you have a telephone number as well?
It's 078.
Yep.
355.
Yep.
16346.
06, perfect. Okay, and do you live in at the same address as William?
No, I live in my own house.
Okay, do you mind just, if I can just grab that address, please?
Yeah, it's 33 Kilmore Road, Kilmarnock.
33. Could you spell that name mm-hmm. please?
It's K-I-L.
Yep.
M-A-U-R-S. Kilmore Road.
Perfect. I've got that here. That's excellent. Thank you. Okay, put that one there. Perfect. Okay, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress Scheme, there's two types of payment that can be applicable to William. One of them is a fixed payment of £10,000 that the Scottish Government will pay. The other payment is an individually assessed payment, which is the compensation up to £100,000. And with that second one, what they do is that's where they look at the evidence, statements, supporting witness statements. They take all that into factor. And then obviously, yeah, you know, you'd be applicable for up to £100,000. What type of payment would you like to go down?
The first one is saying.
The first one, the £10,000. Okay, just to obviously reassure you, obviously with the £10,000, they don't look at any evidence or anything like that, and it is it is the same time process as the £100,000. So what I'd advise is, you know, why not try the £100,000 and see.
I'll try that then.
Yeah,
well, and, that's whatever. I mean, we don't even understand all this. We know he knows what he's went through, but I don't understand all this.
Yeah. All right. I'll put you down for the £100,000, and all that is that you'd be awarded between £10,000 and £100,000, but the time scale of receiving the two payments is the exact same, so you may as well go for the second option and see what you can get out of the Scottish Government for your wrongdoing.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to clarify, have Have yourself or William applied for an advance payment from the Scottish Government scheme itself?
No.
Okay. And was William known by any of the names during his time in care?
Billy.
So on William's IDs, letters, anything like that, is the name addressed as William?
It's William, aye.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just so I know. Okay, so Billy Kerr. Okay, and has there been any legal name change by deeds poll or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Okay, and am I okay to ask for William's mother and father's name? The reason why I ask that is because some of the local authorities or councils that we have to request records from, they file these records in the names of the parents due to at the time William being under the age of 18. So am I able to just grab them details, please?
His mother was Mary Kerr.
Yep.
And his father was Robert Kerr.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that.
They're both deceased.
Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what GP surgery is William registered at, please?
It's Portland Medical Practice.
That on Portland Road?
Portland Road, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. And could yourself or William potentially remember the address or the town William lived in before being placed into care?
We were in Kilmarnock.
Is it just Kilmarnock? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
And I just want to ask as well, has William or yourself on behalf of William ever gone through a criminal injuries or any civil claims in regard to these local authorities or time and care at all?
No.
Okay. And does William have any criminal convictions?
Well, I think he probably had in his younger days, I think.
Yeah, but obviously not. Was there anything major in regards to a sentence of 5 years or more?
No.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, so what I want to do is I'm going to go through, I'm going to go on a little bit of a spiel and just tell you about the redress scheme, how we're going to, how we can represent you, the options around the scheme, the funding and fees that are applicable to ourselves. And then obviously I'll go through the care settings that William was in. And if it's okay with yourself and William, I can just grab a little bit of a brief statement for each care setting and events that may have happened. If that's okay with you guys, okay?
Right.
Okay. Before I do, is everything understandable so far that I've said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do appreciate that discussing experiences connected to your application can be difficult and upsetting, but please take your time during this call. If you do need a break, further explanation, support, or would prefer to continue at another time, you just let me know at any time during this call, okay? Okay. So it is important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct INS Law to represent you. The three options that you do have when it comes to the Scottish Redress Scheme is option one, you can apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. Under the Scottish Government Scheme, participating solicitors may receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application, regardless of whether you win or lose the application. INS Law does not operate under that statutory scheme and will not claim those government-funded fees. If you do decide to instruct us, you will be choosing a private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. Option three being ourselves, our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis, so that means if your application is unsuccessful, you won't pay anything, and if you withdraw your application on our advice, you won't pay anything either. If your application is successful and you receive a redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on time and effort spent on your case and also a success fee. However, the total fees, including VAT, are capped at no more than 20% of your redress payment, so you will never pay anything more than the agreed capped percentage. Okay, so it is important that I make it clear that we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. The Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll explain in a little while during this call. Okay, so if you do decide to instruct ourselves, we can assist with whether you're eligible to apply to the redress scheme. We gather and review all evidence to make your application as strong and sufficient as possible. What we do is we prepare all the evidence from the records, from the witness statements, and then once we've got all that together, we then submit that to the Scottish redress scheme. We'll always advise you of the correspondence with the Scottish Redress Scheme in regards to when the Scottish Government will be looking at your case. So it's an independent panel that deals with this. So you or I don't have to attend any court hearings or anything like that. It's all done behind closed doors. So we'll always make you aware of when the panel date will be, when they'll be looking at your case, and also the conclusion to the case as well with the level of award that they may offer. Any assistance or with any reconsideration or a review process with the scheme, we'll also keep you in the loop of as well. I do need to make you aware that if a redress offer is made, there's a statutory waiver that you that you sign before accepting the level of award from the scheme. And what that statutory waiver is once you accept the award from the scheme, you then can't go through a civil claim just say, for example, Glasgow City Council or, you know, Edinburgh City Council, mm-hmm. you can't go on a civil claim with them because the matter's already been dealt with by the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
You do have a right to cancel. So if you do decide to proceed, you do have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. You can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain.
Mm.
Okay, so everything that I've just said there, is that all understandable and okay so far?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. As I said, if you do have any questions, you are more than welcome to, fire away. Okay, so what I'll do is I'll take statements and care setting details from yourself. And what this redress scheme focuses on is basically the four types of abuse that vulnerable citizens can face during their time in care, which is neglect, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and any sexual abuse as well. So what I'll do during your time of going through these statements, I'll identify any areas that, you know, is applicable to the scheme as well. Okay. So just to jog your memory at all, William, can you potentially remember the name of your first care setting you was placed at?
Dunton, no, in Irvine, out of children's home.
Okay.
Dunton,
okay, could you potentially spell that for me at all?
I don't know how to spell that. It's Dunton, no, what it was called, but I don't know how you would spell that.
So what is it? Dunton Knoll?
Dunton Knoll. It was a children's home in Irvine while I was in.
Children's home in... Okay, let me just have a look and see what can be pulled up here.
It's that's the Winton Road.
No,
I went next up. Next up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's how
we
got the last
two. Okay, and you said it was in
Avon. Avon.
Okay. Okay, and was that potentially ran by North Ayrshire Council?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What was the name of the road that it was on, sorry?
Whiting Road.
Okay. That's not a problem. I've got some information here, so that's it's not too bad.
Got a bit of treasure in there now.
Okay, and sorry.
No, I was just saying to Billy, what age was he when he was there? Because I can't even remember that.
Yeah,
I remember the home, but I can't remember what age he was.
Yeah, well, to be honest, that's what I was going to ask. What year? What was it that he was there?
No, I went to primary school. What age was I there?
When you were at primary, but 6, 7, you were at primary up to 12.
I went to first year at Royal.
So, was you 11, 10?
11.
11? I don't know.
11. Okay, these dates don't have to be exact. As long as you've got an approximate date, that's fine. So I'm gonna put 1982. And obviously, but once we get the care records back, obviously we can correct that our end. But it's just so I've got some kind of ballpark figure to play with.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. How long was William at Duntroon Children's Home for?
5 years.
5 years. Okay. So the dates I've put down there is 1982 to 1987. Okay. And after that Children's Home, where was you then placed, William?
In B, at the LSD school. Guildland.
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 And what area was that in?
B. It's near south.
Yep, I've got that one here. Guildland Road, Beath, Ayrshire. Opened as an approved school in 1964.
I know, correct.
Okay. And how long was you at this school for, William?
4 years.
About 4 years. Okay, so I'm going to put 1987 to 1991. Okay, and was you placed anywhere else after this school? Or did you become of age to come out of the care system then?
I've been in the care for a primary school.
Well, there's been quite a few different. I don't know.
Assessment centres.
Aye, but what? The fellow's asking what other place, what Cutland Park?
Cutland Park.
Was you in that?
Right.
He's saying Cutland Park as well, he was.
That's assessment centre.
I know, Billy, but
How long was you at Kelton Park for?
Yeah, just 3 weeks. It's an assessment centre.
Yeah, okay.
What about that and I'm enjoying the time you shoot that one or not? No.
Okay, during your time at Kelton Park, William, did you suffer any bad experiences there and suffer abuse there, or was that just a quick stay and move on to somewhere else?
No, abused regularly.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll put that Kelton Park in, and then I'll grab a little statement from you. Was Kelton Park after Gilfland House, or was it before?
Before.
Before, okay. So with it only being 3 weeks, I've put 1987 to 1987, because obviously with the Gilfland School, you were there for 4 years then, so it's a little bit of a in-between stay.
No.
Okay. So I've got Duntroon Children's Home, I've got Kelton Park Assessment Centre, and I've got Gilsland House or Gilsland School. Is there any more that you'd like me to add, or are they the main areas of that needs to be addressed?
No, they are just as Gilsland.
What was that, sorry?
They were just the children's homes and the last day of school, then I went to prison after that. I came away by the 16.
Okay. So what I'll do for you, William, is I can start doing you know, getting some brief information about your time in these care settings, if that's okay with you, and we can start with Duntroon. Okay, so just talk me through from what you can remember about your time in Duntroon. I'll be typing away and making a little bit of a statement for yourself.
And I tripped one time and I got my shoes wet because I ran to the sea. And the manager wiped me right in the face with my shoes because they were wet and it was my school shoes.
Okay.
That was the boss of the place.
So you went on a trip and you got your shoes wet. And so...
Right.
So what happened after that? Did they hit you with them? Was it?
Aye, the manager said, "That's your school shoes. You seen them in the sea with them." It whacked me right in the face with them. It burst on my lip, my nose.
Oh, he did he bust your nose? Did he?
Oh, of course he did. Aye.
Yeah. Okay. So was you bleeding from that?
Aye.
Yeah. Okay. So just so I've got that right, he said when he took your shoes from you, he said these are your shoes, you shouldn't have got them wet. Is that correct?
They were my school shoes, he said.
Yeah,
these are school. That's only
his dad. Yeah, of course. And you're only a young boy at the time as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so after that incident... what else unfortunately happened to you?
Nothing really.
So besides the obviously the trip that you went on, What was it like when you was actually in the home? What were the staff members like to you? What were other people like to you?
Oh, because you only fear that place, it's treated like a piece of shit. The important on that girl, they had to go to school because I had it. I not fear that place because my home and all that.
Okay, what were the staff members like in terms of, let's say, you know, when you were housekeeping with tidying your room, and keeping it? Yeah, go on.
Some were strict and some were all right, but it's like one were torture.
Okay. So when you say that they were torture, what was it that they'd done to make you feel that way?
I they caught you doing all the time, shout at you. That a strict routine that they follow you, and if you broke it, no help to be.
So what was it that they done, sorry, William?
It was off a strip. After the evidence and what numbers.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so is that all you can remember about Duntroon? Is there anything else that comes to mind at all?
No, really not.
No, okay, that's absolutely fine. Okay, moving on to Gilsland. Tell me about your time in Gilsland.
I kept on escaping for there, you know, running away.
Why? Why did you do that?
He wants to know why. I was getting back to the teachers.
Why is it that you kept running away and escaping?
Like I said, I was always getting back to him because I wasn't in fear of that place.
Yeah. And was you picked on by other people that were there?
No, it was just the staff mainly.
Oh, it was the staff, was it? Yeah.
Aye, because I was that wee. No, I'm not exactly big.
Yeah.
It was mainly name calling and all that.
Could you potentially remember the names that they used to call you or anything?
No, we won't care.
Yeah.
That's what you used to call me. That was the more mechanic Hamilton, his name was, he's a he's a bad bear.
Yeah. So I'm guessing when you used to, you know, go to bed at night and stuff like that, these names would play on your mind, and that's why you kept, is that why you kept running away and wanting to escape, because you just didn't want to be there?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
I escaped all the time.
Is there anything else that happened to you during your time at Gearsland?
No, not really, no.
No, okay. So can you ever remember being, potentially having any food rejected from you? Was, you know, any clothes or bedding that you may have asked for, was you ever not given it? Anything like that?
You know, they had a store, and they gave you your clothes. You had to keep them tidy and all that.
Yeah. But nothing was ever rejected from you or anything?
No.
No, okay. What about in return, you know, in terms of, you know, receiving any beatings from staff members or other, you know, other young boys or girls that were there, did you ever suffer, like, you know, any physical abuse from anybody?
Oh, it starts, but that's to be expected, because I was JK. I got a few slaps.
Yeah. And who was it that you were slapped by there? Was it the staff members as well?
No, but I'm on the motor mechanic.
I remember. So when Hamilton used to, you know, slap you around and stuff, did the staff members ever do anything?
No. It done it in private. Did the radio aircraft. I think that's done to one.
Okay. So, William, yeah, so far, you know, thank you very much for being open and honest about these experiences. And as I said, I know they can be tough. Is that, from what you told me about Gearsland, is that all that you can remember at the minute? Yep, okay, that's absolutely fine.
When I come back, I say that escape, when I come back, it used to get better because I escaped. I ran away, and when I came back, Hamilton was always waiting on me.
So was it Hamilton that used to batter you when you got back, was it as well, yeah?
It was Big Fat Hamilton.
And would he beat you up out of sight of staff members, would he? Okay, I've added that second bit in regards to Hamilton beating you up and stuff. I don't want to batter your brain too much because you are doing an amazing job here. But you're so is that all that you can think of for Gilsland for now? Yeah. Okay, that's absolutely fine, William. You're doing amazing. We're gonna move on to Kelton Park if that's okay.
Yes.
Okay, and this is obviously your last care setting that you've told me of. So we're on to our final statement, and once this is done, I'll be able to then send you these documents out on an email. So obviously either yourself or your sister Elizabeth, you can read through these documents and it'll have each statement that you've told me of. It'll have these statements in your application form. So you're more than welcome to read through these statements and see what I've put down for you, and then I'll talk you through in a bit in regards to how this application can come back to myself. Okay, so with Kelton Park, William, talk me through your experience there. What was that like for you?
They were telling us ghost stories about the Green Lady.
Yeah.
I paid to bed. Then they made me put the sheet on and jog around about the place. But the sheet on it. In front of everybody.
Oh, dear.
Sorry that you had to go through that. It's not the nicest at all, being a young teenager, is it? It's quite humiliating for you. Tell stories. And you said it was about the Green Lady, was it?
That was meant to be the ghost of the place.
Yeah. Okay, if you didn't wear the bed sheet, obviously after you'd wet yourself, William, what would have happened to you?
No.
Okay. So you just done it to save, potentially getting a beating or anything.
The guy that was on the night shift, he made me wear it, and in front of all the their children.
Yeah.
He told me to put it on, and I had to run around the vault. Yeah. It was in the morning time, it was buzzing.
Was it morning?
Not at night.
At night, you say morning, at night.
Aye, earlier for morning.
Yeah, we'll say that. That's it couldn't have been it to wear it.
Oh, Okay, so I've just obviously noted down the story that you've just told me. I understand that this placement was only 3 weeks. Couldn't you remember anything else that happened during that time there?
I just remember in the back cell, people screaming. You could tell you're in the back cell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and really, you see
him. You hear that?
You know, it's like, you guys say, let's go somewhere. Yeah. What they asked me was?
The man's asking if anything else happened to you, like in there.
Just to expand on what you've just said there, William, in regards to, you know, you used to hear the loud screams in the back cell. I know obviously this isn't coming from you, but this is something that you was around and obviously you're part of that experience. Could you potentially remember why that other person, you know, would have loud screams?
If he planned it, we guy say, if somebody in Christ gave his faith, and established it, just, it was unruly, and that's about him doing the sale, because he was acting up, and he must have beat him up or something, because he was screaming all the time.
Okay. And I'm sorry to ask, William, can you, you know, at times, can you still potentially hear these boy, you know, this boy's screams, you know, at, does it just pop into your head? Can you remember it?
Oh, of course I can. I'll be there for the day. It's not a nice feeling. No, not.
I think Billy's been through the full system. He's been through everything in prison and everything. I think he's seen it all, Ken.
Yeah.
And has it all happened to him and all.
Yeah. No, I can imagine. And William's such a strong man for, you know, still being here today. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's a pleasure to be talking to him. So he's been through a lot. He really has.
Yeah.
Okay, William, I know that you can also hear me as well. I do just want to say thank you very much for sharing these experiences with each and every care setting. I know it's a very uneasy topic to be talking about, and you know, I do want to thank you dearly for sharing this with me. You know, it does take a lot. So what I've done, Elizabeth, is I've took notes and put in a little bit of a brief statement for each care setting. What's going to happen now is I'm going to send these documents, or it's going to send this application out to yourself on an email alongside that application. There's also going to be our conditional fee agreement, which I mentioned before about our percentage of 19.2%. It just explains, you know, what we take as a law firm and how we work. There's also a letter of authority as well, which could be titled on a document as a LOA. And what that letter of authority is basically it gives us the right to act on William's behalf as a law firm to gather any medical records, gather any, you know, social care records. It just basically gives us the right to act on William's behalf in gathering all this evidence. So you'll receive this email very shortly.
Bertie Williams' phone.
Yeah, it'll go to William's email address. So just keep a lookout. You're more than welcome to have a read through the documents and get them signed back to us. Or if you hopefully trust me enough already, you can sign the signature and send it back to us. Once you send that back to ourselves, I can then personally progress the application and send it off to the Scottish Government and request for an application number from the Scottish Redress Scheme, basically.
So you're actually a lawyer? Is it
a lawyer
that we're speaking to?
Yeah, I'm personally a claim handler. So we are a law firm and we have solicitors who eventually this case will be passed to. All I do is I gather all the evidence, I get all the details, I verify William by receiving an ID, a proof of address. Once we've got our application number and we've got our witness statements from you further down the line, when the case gets presented to the Scottish Government, our lawyer then takes over this case and makes sure that you get the level of award that needs to be met for your experience. So yes, we are a law firm. I'm personally.
I'm not sure if Valerie was already dealing with somebody. Wait, hold on a minute, right now.
Okay.
We had a absent solicitor.
What was the name of the solicitor? ABISONS. ONS, absent solicitors.
Aye.
Okay, and are they dealing with the redress scheme for you as well?
Well, I think so. See, William does these things because he's already the news. He was in a hit and run as well, so we're dealing with another claim through Thornton solicitors for that. And then absent solicitors were supposed to be doing their abuse claim. I don't know what's happening, but what that is.
Okay. When was the last contact that you had with absent?
Well, I don't know. It's Billy that deals with it. See, that's that, Billy. I don't know what you're saying. I don't know because I think he signed things with him.
Aye, they come up. The guy come up.
Somebody came to the house and took photographs of his passport and his birth certificate and that noise.
Right, okay.
So I don't care.
Obviously you can only have one law firm representing you. So what I can do is I can just put your case on hold for now at our end. I'm not going to pressure you to say, you know, no sign off forms. I completely understand and respect William's position at the minute. So what I'd advise personally is give Avison's a call and see where they're up to with the case. And if they haven't really proceeded with anything or they haven't even got an application number for you, then you are more than welcome to come to ourselves. And we can get the application number within, you know, potentially 2 weeks. Obviously, by now, you should have some sort of application number for the redress scheme from Avison's. But, yeah, personally, I'd say give them a call and just get an update on the case on where they're at. And then you're more than welcome to give me a call back then.
Right. So I just phone you back in that number then?
Yeah, phone me back on the number that's up on your screen. And as I said, my name is Aaron. And just give me an update on what Avison's have said. And obviously, it'll then be completely your choice. If they don't have an application number for you, You mm-hmm. are still entitled to go to another law firm and cancel anything with them. If obviously they do have an application number for you and they have, you know, started the process, then I'll close the case my end and we won't contact you again and you can stick with absence. It's entirely up to yourself.
Right. I'll do that now then. I'll phone them and see what's happening. And if I find out what it is and that, I'll just phone back and let you know.
Yeah, perfect, Elizabeth. Thank you very much.
Okay. Right, thank you. Right. Thanks for your time.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.